back to winning ways and a marvellous second half for Craig McHale-Smith too.
Yeah, and not just Craig, you know, some unsungs in there. Craig will get the headlines, but wow, the boys have taken on what we did this week in training. They took the hit from Morecambe and they took the, you know, the grueling video sessions and the hard work on the training ground, and that's what we get. You know, I thought we were excellent from start to finish today. We've played some real good stuff. The balance of going forward and playing was excellent, and some cracking finishes as well. But you know, Craig, he scores goals wherever he's been, and that's why he's played at a high level. He has, you know, fantastic goals from him, and he'll be the first to credit his teammates. But yeah, you got to stick him in, and he did just that today.
Crawley looked stubborn in the first half, but Eberechi Eze danced through and lit things up, didn't he?
You watch him and he makes the game look easy, almost slow motion, and that's the sign of an excellent player. The last person who did that was Alfie Mawson, here, you know, and he's playing in the Premier League. So I think Ebs can go all the way. The 1-2's fantastic with Bale, and then, you know, as the finish comes in, you think the keeper's done well to come out, and Ebs has just gone, well, I'll just lift this over there and put it in the goal, and that's how he plays. You know, he plays like the game like he's in the park, and that's fantastic. And when you do that, you do neglect some of the tougher sides of the game, which is why he's here. But let me say, he's doing that as well. He's doing the other side of the game, which is fantastic. And I'm really just really pleased for him. And again, thankful to QPR for letting us have him. And I'm hoping we're in January we can keep him. But if we don't, we send him back a player who's definitely come on and I believe can go all the way.
It's been a big week for Adebayo Akinfenwa. No goals today, but he's had a hand in every single one of the goals, hasn't he?
Yeah, do you know what? He's not 100% fit. I mean, we've said this quite a bit with Bale. He's 35. He's getting pulled from pillar to post with a lot of stuff going on in his life. But he loves this club. He's here, and you know, at the end of the game, he's just said, "That's for you, Gaffer." You know, and he knows that. Yeah, although there's been no pressure, of course we haven't won for five games in the league, and we've been due a win, but you know, Cheltenham and the whatnot. But he's just awesome to have around, a real leader at the top. You know, but then with Bloomfield behind him in midfield and Adam El Abd at the back, you know, we've got leaders throughout the spine. And again, I think both of them two I've just mentioned. Adam comes in and he, you know, I know what I've signed in him. He brings a wealth of experience. Just imperious at the back today, and Matt Bloomfield took up a position he hasn't played before, just sitting in front of that back four in the second half, and just got to grips with it really quickly. You know, like he'd been there all his career, and that's the sign of a good player. So, with the players we've got going forward, Paris back on form, Maka as you say, scoring, and Ebs, you know, we're looking dangerous and we're scoring lots of goals. And today was the perfect performance for me. And I said to the boys, you know, I could do with a win today, boys. No pressure, but. Let's start winning some games, and they've delivered for me, so I'm really really proud of them and thankful.
El Abd at 4-0 was throwing his body on the line, screaming at his defenders as well. He really wanted that home clean sheet. How important was that today?
Yeah, and you know, I think when you lose someone like Aaron Pierre in the summer, he's very difficult to replace. But eyebrows may be raised that I signed somebody at 33 years old who's not as quick as Aaron Pierre and probably not as big, but. Like I said, I know what I've signed and I know why I've signed it, and the experience and the commitment he brings to this team. He is a formidable captain. He's in first thing every morning and he's probably the last person to go every day because he's the ultimate professional, along with Craig, actually. You know, and when you've got two like that in the team, then the rest of the boys can only but follow and keep doing what they're doing. But I'm really pleased. And, you know, we've got some big players coming back and rotating the team like I did after the defeat up at Morecambe, with Saunders on the bench and Bean on the bench. Players of real stature on the bench. It's great. And like I said, it's the best squad I've had. And I'm hoping we can achieve this season one more than we did last year.
You've had a blip in results, but after today's win, Wickham are very, very well placed in the table indeed.
Yeah, and that's the league. You know, we've had a blip in results. I'd say we only lost two of the five, but it felt, you know, you almost just want to win two and lose three. You get more points for that. So, you know, it's been nip and tuck, and your Cheltenham's, your Morecambe's, they're taking points off people. Chesterfield's taking points today. So it's very close. You don't think that there's a massive gap. You know, your Luton's and your Notts County's, yes, they'll be up there. I fancy both of them to take the top two spots. But after that, I think it's up for grabs, and we want to be well in with the last automatic or the playoff shout. But who knows what these boys can achieve, you know, when they play like they did today. The options are endless, and real proud manager tonight.
Great stuff. Cheers, Gareth.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.